It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Eagle County is the first place in Colorado to be exempted from statewide coronavirus-related restrictions. CPR's Dan Boy says local officials will have the authority to set their own guidelines.
Governor Jared Polis appeared over video conference to congratulate a small group of county officials.
It is really appropriate that one of the first and hardest hit counties is the first to really have your act together in a way that has the full confidence and support of the state of Colorado.
After an early outbreak at Vail Resort, Eagle County public and private health leaders instituted early restrictions, and the county has put together robust testing and contact tracing for suspected COVID cases to help contain future infections. Even with the exemption, Eagle County is still loosening its coronavirus restrictions on work and public life in much the same way as the state is, and at the same time, starting Monday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
As Colorado aims to increase its testing and contact tracing capacity, it will need more people to do it. That's where citizens come in, says Sarah Thunberg with the State Health Department's COVID-19 response team.
There are many different places to sign up to be a volunteer, and that will be incredibly powerful. So please spread the word.
Volunteer opportunities are at helpcoloradonow.org. Muslims will end their first day of fasting for Ramadan tonight from home instead of together at a mosque. Imam Muhammad Khalila is with the downtown Denver Islamic Center.
Ramadan is one of the most times in the year that people come together to break their fast together, to come to pray. Whenever you see like any Islamic literature, it's centered around the community.
Khalila tells Colorado Matters that even though mosques are closed and communities can't come together in person, it's still important for people to pray at home. He says Muslims should view the isolation as a chance to grow in their faith. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are urging the USDA to grant a disaster declaration for western Colorado. Last week's cold temperatures came at a critical time for the area's fruit growers, and many may have lost their entire crops. Governor Polis already submitted the request to free up aid for Western Slope farmers. Now, Representative Scott Tipton and Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett are urging the Agricultural Secretary to grant it quickly. This is CPR News.